30 final.
Yeah.
It'll be over soon. Don't worry.
4 hours. But yeah, we just wanted to jump straight into the music today. Mm-hmm. So
the first song is going to be called Tiki Tiki Style, and it's by MJ Nebrada, I think.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. And I don't know, I've been listening to it a lot recently, and it's pretty fun. It's reggaeton. She's from Miami. So yeah.
We hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Drowning with no goddamn breath. And you changed, how strange. And I didn't even get to explain. I do. You seem so dumb. I didn't notice how wrong those things were meant. You seem so lost. You know you didn't even ever notice me. You cheat, how strange. And I didn't even get to explain. I do.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. The song that you just heard was So Fast by Julie Dunn, and before that was Waking Dreams by Sophia Miller, and even before that was Medicine by Loving. Yeah. Yep. So, how are you feeling after exams, Corey?
I'm feeling definitely... I need to sleep more. I just want to say that. I definitely pulled a lot of weird sleep schedules that definitely messed up my circadian rhythm. So I think I went my last exam I had. What actually happened for me is that I didn't sleep. I had a math exam on Friday night and then Saturday morning.
Friday night, you had
Yeah,
an exam.
It was not good. And then Saturday morning.
They're evil.
I know.
The scheduling.
It's so evil. But. And then I had an exam the next morning, so instead of sleeping, I decided to chug two coffees, and I stayed up till 5 a.m. and finished trying to study, and then
that same day,
actually, I had a final essay due that was worth 30% of my grade, so right after the exam, I had 6 hours to write an essay, so that was terrifying.
It's definitely time for some self-care.
Oh, yeah. How about you?
Yeah, for me, like, the last... 2 days, I had an exam that ended at 6:30 p.m. Oh. The next day, I had one at 8:30 a.m., so I had to, like, wake up at 6:30 a.m., which I never do. It felt so unnatural, but I was like, the amount of birds chirping right now is crazy. They're not lying. Like, normally, I wake up at, like, 11, maybe 12, depending on the day. Maybe 10. Mm-hmm.
We have pretty polar sleep schedules.
Yeah,
here.
Very opposites. Yeah, so that was bad, and then I was so tired the whole day, but I did a face mask.
Ooh.
I cleaned my room. Ooh. Thrifting. Ooh. So I was doing self-care in a way.
That's
so I feel good today. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's sunny outside. It's beautiful.
Oh,
like,
so nice.
But I do have to say, this morning, I don't know if you guys get this, but I had anxiety over not having anxiety. I was like, there's got to be something to worry about right now. Like, there has to be something, because I've just been in a constant state of, like,
fight or flight,
like, always having something to do, always, like, you know, having to be on top of everything. And now that I don't have anything to think about really for school, it's like, am I forgetting something? Like, what's not there? So I had a few nightmares.
Oh my gosh.
Last night.
About what?
I don't remember exactly what they were, but I know it had to do with, like, it was, like,
anxiety.
One of those anxiety nightmares.
Oh,
like,
yep.
I just can't, like, trying my best in the nightmares, but it's just nothing's coming together, and I knew it had to do with school, because when I woke up, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I need to do something today, but I was like, all I need to do is come to the radio.
It's chill. Like, it's great.
So, yeah.
Do you have any, what's your future plans for the summer, since school's over?
My future plans, I definitely need to get a job, because, like, I've not been working when I've been at school, because it's just a little too much for me, and I live with my parents too, so I'm like, I don't necessarily need a job right now, but I do this summer, so I'm gonna try to get a job, but that's not, like, something I'm really looking forward to necessarily, so
just something that needs to be done, but
yeah, something that I'm looking forward to is starting a garden this summer.
That's awesome. What do you want to grow?
I definitely want to grow some, like, jalapenos.
Yes.
And, like, maybe some radishes. I want to grow Thai basil if possible.
Yes. Okay, like, I'm coming over and stealing all of these.
I'll feed the neighborhood with fresh veggies.
You should grow some green onions because those things grow everywhere. That's so easy.
That's a good idea. I also want to grow like arugula or something too.
Oh, yes. Nice. Some spinach, some kale.
Yeah, it's going to be nice out in the summer, like, you know, creating these things. They're going to feed me and they taste so good.
Yeah,
so.
I can see the appeal for why people like gardening. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then what if they all die?
Okay, don't say that. That is putting out.
They'll get wilted
some
in
town. Negative energy to my garden.
Get rid of your jalapenos.
How about you? What are your summer plans?
For me, okay, well, now I'm going to steal that garden at some point.
We could have a little garden competition, actually.
True. We can exchange.
Yeah,
garden veggies. But I think for me, I wanted to, probably a so thing would be, I wanted to go to Central City Fun Park, which is...
What is that?
Yeah, it is. Okay, it sounds sketchy.
The fun park, okay.
But it's roller... Oops, sorry about that.
I just moved my mic.
But it's a rollerblading park in Surrey, and it's supposed to be awesome.
That's one of my goals also for the summer, is to learn how to like roller skate, roller blade. Yes. Okay, that sounds so good.
Yeah, so that was my only activity around Vancouver, I think. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do
in Surrey.
Yeah,
okay,
in Surrey.
Okay, good to know.
We did play last week Arctic Monkey. Oh, no, not Arctic Monkeys. Vampire Weekend. We mm-hmm. played one of their new songs from their new album, and they're coming to Vancouver in June, so...
Oh, are you going to maybe go?
Maybe. The prices are pretty good. I think they're around $50, $60 for a concert.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, so I was like... And I think it's an outdoor concert as well, so mm-hmm. that's pretty nice. But I'm going to see how my funds are by that point. How's the bank looking?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, money comes and goes.
Yeah.
It's better to, like, spend money on an experience than just, like, save it up for what? I guess maybe a house could be good. I don't know. So far in advance, though.
Yeah.
But, so really worth it.
Mm-hmm. So those are my in Vancouver plans.
What are your out of Vancouver
plans? These ones
I need to ask.
Very excited. I am planning, and actually tomorrow night I'm booking the plane trip with my friend, but we are planning on going to Scotland!
Oh my god, that's so exciting!
I'm so hyped. What? I'm like half Scottish, so this is going back to my Scottish roots. Yeah, I'm actually going to go see Inverness, which is in the Highlands mm-hmm. in Ireland, and as well Isle of Skye, hopefully. And those are all my Chisholms are up there. So,
have you been there before?
I've never been, but my dad has always hyped it up because he is a true Scotsman. Yes. I mean, he drinks Scotch. First of all, he drinks, and he's a bagpiper.
That's the number one thing
He only listens to Celtic music, mm-hmm. and he's trying to speak Gaelic. So there we go, credentials.
Yeah, I brought you to the motherland before.
I know. So there's that. I'm super excited, and it's more of a. And we're staying with family friends there, so it will be a lot cheaper.
Oh, my God. Wait, where are you going?
Staying in Edinburgh, which is going to be awesome. It's supposed to be beautiful. Cool. I'm so hyped. I've done a solo trip with my friend before, but that mm-hmm. was, we were with her cousins as well, but this is like my true solo kind of trip with a mm-hmm. friend, so I'm a little scared.
You're out on your own in the world now.
Yeah, I know that, Stella, you've done some solo traveling, but
just me and my friend. Have
yeah, how was
traveling.
That?
Okay, yeah, we're getting to a whole new topic right now, guys. We're a little blabby. It was good. Like, me and my friend, I took a gap year, just so you guys know, for a little backstory. And, like, me and my one friend after high school, like, we went to Europe and South America and Mexico. Jeez. And we were gone for, like, 9 months.
Jeez.
And I was, like, not really homesick at all. Mm-hmm. I was just living it up, like, going to hostels. It's definitely a good experience, but I would want to do more solo, like, completely traveling in the future. I want to experience it, and mm-hmm. I feel like you learn a lot more about yourself. Like, all
being
that, like, cliche stuff people say, but I think it's true. Like,
you find yourself.
You maybe, like, feel at least more comfortable being by yourself, and, like, you're more true to, like, what you actually want to do instead of, like, you know, just doing things you and your friends want to do. That's so comfortable. Like, when I'm traveling with my friends, like, we're just hanging out all mm-hmm. the time. Really yummy food mm-hmm. in Mexico. Like, that's perfect, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So being alone will be a little more uncomfortable. Yeah. But I think it's good to get out of that zone.
Yeah, because you definitely, by doing everything alone, that makes it 10 times scarier.
It's so scary,
man. Like, if you get lost, it's on you.
Yeah, when I was without her, I was like a little baby bird. I was like, where's my mom? Like, she needs to, like, direct me everywhere. Like, my sense of location is so bad and everything. So, you know, but then it makes you more, like, self-sufficient and stuff.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you grow up instantly, I think, for solo travel.
You're staying with a family. Are you going to hostels or are you staying with a family friend?
We're gonna do an Airbnb for going to Isle of Skye, so we're getting a little bougie.
Oh my gosh.
But it's gonna be a cheap Airbnb. We're doing a one bed, like, this is, we're gonna do like the smallest cottage we can, but
because smallest cottage.
Smallest cottage.
The tiniest little mansion we can find.
My mom won't trust us if we go to hostels because she's the mastermind behind
She won't trust you.
So she'll trust me, but yeah, I'm really excited, but
that is exciting.
Yeah, and as well, another trip. I'm actually going on Saturday. This Saturday, Cabo, Mexico,
Whoa!
For a yoga retreat. So I'm gonna come back as the Buddha.
Yeah, she is gonna. We're gonna have a show. It's like, okay, she's gonna be a completely changed person. So much wisdom and insight.
We'll see. I'm a little nervous. How much? I'm not that big into yoga. And there's supposed to be morning
like
meditation.
You're going to a retreat. Okay.
7 a.m. yoga.
I think I'm excited to hear what of knowledge you're gonna bring back with you.
We'll see.
The food will be so yummy too.
Yeah, the food will be great.
I don't
I'm
know
excited.
If they let you eat food at yoga retreats. What is it like? It's not like you're becoming a monk or anything.
No, I don't think so.
It's
I know
like
that
a
there's
a silent retreat.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's more my mom wants to do more going into the city a bit as well, just to eat food.
So good.
There's
lots
of food.
Go to the markets.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So excited for Mexican food.
Yeah, summer is coming, guys.
Yes.
Like, it's time to, you know, start going on, at least get out of Vancouver a little, even if it's just like going for a drive to like this Sea to Skye Highway or something. Mm-hmm. It's just nice.
Or Vancouver Island.
To get out of the city. Yeah, or Vancouver Island.
Yeah.
Like, anything like that is. It's always pretty fun.
I'd recommend actually, going off topic a little more, but Qualicum Beach is awesome on Vancouver Island.
Okay.
It's like right by Port Alberni in the middle of Vancouver Island when you drive past Nanaimo, and it's so cute. It is so cute. I want to grow. I want to live there. I want to be an old grandparent.
Is it good for swimming or is it just good for existing there?
I think it's more of a, I'd say like a rich older crowd over there. Like there's golfing, a lot of golfing. The center of town is really cute as well, but the water, there's a lot of paddle boarding, but not actual surfing.
Okay. There's not like big enough waves, like body surf. Cause what I'm into.
Yeah. Body.
Okay.
But I mean, for the older grandparents, I don't think you want to go.
I mean,
do what you want.
Yeah,
but
don't be ageist.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be a little dangerous. Broken bones.
<That's>
anyway.
Anyways.
Anyways, yeah, summer is exciting. Definitely. Yeah. It feels like it is the university summer right now, officially, after today. So I hope you guys are also looking forward to it. There's stuff to be excited for.
Oh, yeah. When the weather gets better, everything. And it's supposed to be actually a heat wave this summer, too.
Just like every summer is getting worse and worse.
But this summer, this summer is going to be the worst.
I mean, next summer is probably going to be worse, though. Let's be real.
We'll see. But, yeah, hopefully enjoy the sun later on for summertime and maybe plan some trips if you can slot it into your time and make some time for family. But, yeah.
That's our little segment, I guess. So we're going to get back into the music, I think.
Yes.
Do you want
to? Is it this one? We are going to listen to Bitter Melon by Kola. And so we hope you enjoy this one.
Please enjoy.
Across